I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, September 29th, 2014, to order. I would like to call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we recognize that, first of all, without your Son, we wouldn't even be able to come before you, God. We know that you can't look on the sin that we've committed, and we just pray that you would just help us to recognize and we need to share with others the saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to come before you and ask for wisdom, and we again pray that you would just give us guidance in all the decisions that we make, not only today, but throughout our lives, God, that you just help us to make those wise decisions. Pray for those in leadership, and not just here in the county, but in the state and the federal government. Pray that you be with them. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity to pray for those that may need your healing hand, your helping hand, your consoling hand, God. Just be with them and pray that you just continue to watch over them. Thank you, God, again, for these things. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 341253 through 341330. There's no warrants.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks number 341253 through 341330. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we have a fill dirt agreement before us by and between Taney County and Brian Caperton. Randy, do you want to address the fill dirt agreement?
Yes, this fill dirt agreement is with Brian Caperton. This is location will be on Bear Creek Road. We're actually doing a small project up there, cutting the bluff back. He also gave us the right-of-way to accomplish this in a narrow spot to allow us to be able to put guardrail. The excess material coming off the bluff, we're going to be able to fill in around the culvert. That's the need for the fill dirt agreement, because this will be going on his property to fill down below this culvert and fill in. In an area in close proximity to the bluff.
Motion for approval.
Fill dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Brian Caperton. Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve fill dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Brian Caperton. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Randy.
Randy.
Next item is a tax sale surplus fund. Sheila, I don't see Sheila here. Since everything's scheduled for the same time, let's move on and we can come back. Revisions to the personnel policy. Linda, good morning.
Newly revised ones. With changes that you asked me to make.
While you guys are perusing that, let's step back for just a second. Sheila, could we have you come up? Go ahead. You can stay there, Linda. She can come over here. On the tax sale surplus fund.
Per statute 140.230, I'd like to present the County Commission with a list of the purchasers that had a surplus from the tax sale. When real estate has been sold for taxes, the collector for taxes, the collector, for any amount that's greater than the taxes and all costs, it shall be the duty of the collector to make a written statement describing each parcel of land sold that's greater than the amount, the debt of the taxes and all costs in the case together with the amount of surplus in each case. She shall present this to the county commission of the county where the sale has been made, and upon the approval of the statement by the commission, the collector shall pay the surplus money into the county treasurer, take a duplicate receipt of the treasury for the surplus of money, and retain one of the receipts for herself. Thereupon, the commission shall charge the treasurer with the amount. The treasurer shall place the monies in the county treasurer to be held for the use and benefit of the person entitled to the monies or to the credit of the school fund of the county to be held in the trust for 3 years. At the end of the 3 years it shall be called upon for any part of redemption or the collector's deed issuance. Then it shall become a permanent school trust fund. The county commission shall compel owners or agents to make satisfactory proof of their claim before receiving the money. The list is prescribed according to that statute. It gives a legal description, the parcel number, the purchaser's name, the owner's name, and the surplus amount. And I have the check to turn over to the county treasurer if the county commission approves that statement in the amount of $101,308.41.
And this is the statement at the top of the list that the statute calls for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you'll notice I gave you the complete list that from the sale, and then you'll notice the red marks through as they had this month to redeem it, and they've claimed that surplus. And that brings it down to the total that I quoted there. We've sent a letter to each immediately after the sale to each one of those telling them the redemption amount and how much the surplus was at the address that we have.
Gentlemen, I think it would be in order for the County Commission to accept the statement as presented by the County Collector and approve same.
Move to accept the statement from the County Collector and approve the amount of $139,264.90.
That was
$101,308.41.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept and approve the statement and the sums as indicated by Commissioner Williams. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I will give the treasurer along with the statement, the check along with the statement to the treasurer, and then give you gentlemen the duplicate receipt to your upstairs, okay?
Thank you, Sheila. Mm-hmm. Linda, sorry.
That's okay.
Back to revisions within the personnel policy. Do you have an extra copy there? Let me read.
I'll let you read mine.
I can share with Brandon. What I've got is before we.
You don't have the new copy?
We only had a couple. It's okay. It's not a problem.
Note the little, that one, the note on 313, which involves a 30-hour week full-time position.
Mm-hmm. Randy, could I have you join us? Sheriff, would you join us for a moment? Anyone else that wishes to chat about what we are looking at? Let me find what I'm
looking for. The comp time.
First on section 1-6, political activity. Mm-hmm. Did we leave the language? Oh, we did. You changed it to in compliance with state and federal law.
Yes.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
Okay.
And that.
Yes, I made all the changes we talked about last week.
That's good.
With the exception of putting in on 313 that it was one of 15 because it actually was 14.
January 1st, because of the changes that were made through the new health care law,
Affordable Care Act,
an employee may work less hours than a full week but still be paid full benefits.
This next January 1st.
January 1st.
Correct.
So So if they work 30 hours a week, they receive full benefits. Currently, where we're at is if they work three-fourths of the week, they receive three-fourths of the benefit, and they're required to pay one-fourth, 20. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But under Obamacare, that changes. So the county will, for those employees that are working less than a full month, all counties, not just this county, be required to pay full benefits, even for a partial week or month.
Required to pay whatever we pay for all other employees.
All will be treated the same, basically. Now, if we have an employee who works 29 hours a week, we're not required to provide benefits. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
That's now, is that every week? Or because I, the reason I ask that, I've got a part-time that...
She needs to answer this. I'm not...
Yeah.
It would be on an average, yes.
On an average, mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
Brings up, if we have an employee that, say, works 2 days, exhausted all his other, and has 2 days no time in, does that mean for that week if he, or is...
That's what he's scheduled to do, what he's hired to do, not what he actually worked on that. You know, if he took a vacation day, that doesn't matter.
Of this language is not due to the county just wishing to add it.
That's correct.
This is federal law. Danny, Brandon, you have any questions about that section?
I mean, I see your note, but it says don't be puzzled by the effective 1-1 of 2014. A full-time employee working a 30-hour work week at 1,560 hours annually is considered a full-time employee?
That is correct. It was.
But they did not receive benefits.
Right. We don't have to do that until 1-1 of 15.
So I guess my question is why even have that in there?
Well, 1-1 of 14, they were to receive benefits, but they could still do it where they paid 25%.
I just don't want that to come back and bite us.
No.
To where somebody's going to go, well, the policy says, I've had that thrown in my face already, policy says, you know, don't.
1-1 of 14, any person that works an average of 30 hours a week is considered a full-time employee, and that's what it means. It doesn't have, that particular time has nothing to do with the insurance.
It's the next section and then talks about the edge of the company.
The next question that we had questions about from a couple of elected officials and three or four employees was our compensatory time policy, so time and a half. Under FLSA, whenever they brought counties in under FLSA, time and a half became an issue. Randy and I remember when there was no issue. You worked, you got the job done, but under the Fair Labor Standards Act, any employee is entitled to receive time and a half for hours worked overtime and or be given time and a half off for that time worked, correct? Over a 40-hour work week, which is a little different than the Sheriff's Department. But
mm-hmm. Public sector, in the public sector.
Yes.
Private sectors do not use comp time. I have made no revisions to that other than the typo that I had made that was 31.3, not 35.3.
Right. So. Well, it was, when we had this discussion, was this last week or week before?
Last week.
We talked about trying to clean up the overtime that we had on the books for a number of reasons. not the least of which was the more overtime that is accrued, and when you add that together with vacation time, you add that together with the holidays that public sector is granted, you add that together with the personal days, there's an awful lot of days that we may or may not owe an employee. And sometimes we can't get all of our work done. And we thought it might be wise to clean up the books, so to speak, and pay so that everyone would, in accordance with federal law, receive money for the time that they had worked, which they could bank or do whatever with it that they please. But we have some different questions about that, how that some feel that might adversely impact a particular office or a particular department and or inconvenience employees who like to bank hours, if you will, and have them there, whether it's a safeguard or whether they're looking for a use in the future, whether it be sick, in addition to sick leave or whatever. But because we've had enough individuals that have contacted us, we ask that this be put back on so that we can discuss it, so that if we want to change that, we can do that. So I would like to hear from anybody here that wants to discuss that, that's involved with the county. Sheriff, do you have comments about it, Rand or Randy? That's why I asked you to come up.
I've read some of the comments on the emails, and I understand that why you're wanting to get it to pay it. I understand why some of them are wanting or concerned about some snow days and things like that. Some of the comments from the employees is, well, if they pay it to us all at once, then we're going to end up with a lot of taxes held out of it. And I understand that. They don't foresee very much. How would it be maybe to take, I was just looking at my calendar there, we got three pay periods in December, last one being the very last week there, the 29th we do payroll. How would it be maybe to take 25% on the last four pay periods? That will keep them some comp time if we end up with snow days right up to the last pay period. Then after the end of January, or after the end of December, they start getting, they get all their vacation, their personal days and all that. So if there are snow days right there at the 1st of January, they would have that.
So the thought is, at least on the snow days, that they could utilize comp time if they're not able to come into the courthouse.
Right. And we, if we did 25% over the last four pay periods, 25% of their comp time to pay it all out the end of the year, then it doesn't hit them so hard on taxes. They still have some comp time available.
I don't know that it would make any difference as long as the revenue is received within a calendar year as far as taxes are concerned. I could be wrong about that.
I'm assuming it's going to hurt that specific paycheck, but it's not. They're still going to get the same money back whenever they do their taxes, or still have to pay in the same. I mean, right. In the long run, it doesn't really differentiate.
It puts them in a different tax bracket
for that specific paycheck.
So it wouldn't make a difference on tax brackets if they done it all at one time.
Yes, it would. It would make a little bit. They have.
Won't make any difference in the long run for the annual.
Yeah, only that specific paycheck.
X amount of dollars are going to be owed.
But what it does do is it builds your retirement better because you're getting paid on it as opposed to.
Right.
And on those pay
makes
periods.
Makes no difference.
On those pay periods, you can fill out new tax forms every time. So. Mm-hmm.
So if we waited till the last to do it, then.
Right.
Well, that's why I was saying that they will withhold more with one check.
Well, I had.
In the long run, I don't know who it was that just mentioned retirement. Retirement is calculated based upon what you receive, not how many time and a half days you use.
But do you know the retirement?
Right, yeah, when it's paid.
No, but if you're paid
it. Yeah, the fact you're paid as opposed to
taking it off,
you're going to get more in your retirement.
Right.
Are you wanting to pay it in this year's budget, or are you going to pay it in next year's budget?
This year's budget is what we were looking at. But that's why we're having this discussion today, was so that we could get everybody's input.
Well, because there's only two pay periods in December.
In this year's budget.
In this year's budget. And so if you wait till the end of the year to pay it, then it's going to be in 2015's budget year.
Let me restate that. Right now, we're going to pay it in this year's budget. Okay. That was the plan.
I just wanted to let everybody know that.
My concern is I want people available to do the job. So if there's, you know, not to pick on anybody because I don't have any specifics, but let's say
John Doe
in the sheriff's department. I just use
there he goes picking on it.
Yeah.
You know, you should have sat down. No, I mean, if there needs to be something, we need people. And I'm sure you'd agree with that. We need them there, and not worrying about, well, I got too much comp time, or I got too much overtime, or they need to do their job and do what they need to do. Same thing with road and bridge. Same thing with. So that's my concern. Number one is making sure the people are there to do the work that need to be there.
And really, it probably affects road and bridge more than it does us, because we have holidays that we don't, you know, our people doesn't take all of them. They'll take holidays when they fall and everything, so they've got those days they can use also. So, it does become. I understand the guys wanting to have days comp back, you know, saved back to take off at certain times, but my guys, starting January 1, most of them with court and everything are going to start earning comp time back anyways. I can see the benefit of paying it out at the same time.
Well, I think one of the main reasons we even started talking about it was we were given a list that had comp time, especially with road and bridge. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And the policy, I guess, is 80 hours?
Max.
Mm-hmm. Max. We had some that was 250 hours, is that right? I mean, between used and non-used comp time?
Didn't they have a special, were they granted with the snow?
Well, basically what happened there with the harsh winter, and it didn't allow the employee enough time before the next storm to even get the comp time used. We had to have them, basically. And so it created a buildup over the 80 hours of comp time, which some had probably 2-3 weeks that we had to get rid of. We extended twice, come to you guys, extended twice, once into March, once into May, to get the excess time used down to the 80-hour limit, which brought us back into policy. But is the way the storms hit and cost us, time on the job, which people had to use it, so.
I had a discussion about this, or last time I mentioned it, and my concern with holding over some comp time is the fact that an unexpected surgery, that a person knew that they were going to have to need some time off in the future, then the buildup of comp time or having some available is needed. But I mentioned the possibility of keeping 40 hours, but if I can understand if we want to get everything started off with it and make budget as close as we possibly can, then the payment out of those dollars gets everything back on base, and I can perfectly understand scheduling issues as far as trying to work different crews on different matters. So it really doesn't make me a whole lot of difference other than the fact that we have more of an idea of what our budget process was going to be if we did. Either pay it out or allow a minimum amount of hours on it.
when we look at only 80 hours, you know, if their wages went up like $2, then you're looking at what, $160 that's going to cost the county extra. Am I thinking that through right? Well, I'm thinking one employee, you're correct, you have to look at all employees, but thankfully our office is, we've only got two employees that haven't built up any comp time to speak of, and that's the effort is not to do that, to work it out when there's time. But again, if you bring up any of the issue of the sickness or some kind of something that comes up, a lot of employees, it's a benefit, I believe, that they can accumulate up to 80 hours.
But if they have comp time, they're not using it to get paid on, correct?
Pardon me?
If they have comp time, they're just taking the time off. Right?
If they use the comp time,
if they use the comp time, they just get time off. Right?
Correct.
So how is that with FMLA?
Okay.
They're not getting paid if they take comp time.
I'm not following you. I'm talking about they see it as a benefit to be able to have 80 hours.
Right.
Saved up if they have health or emergency or whatever it is, if they've got 80 hours.
They're still not getting paid on that 80 hours.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
How do you figure that?
I thought it was just time off. It's
no,
time that they
accrue. You're paid what you earn.
If FMLA is time off.
Right.
Without being paid.
Right.
But
the comp time you're
comp
paid
time you get
day.
Paid.
Because if you have 8 hours, you get paid 8 hours.
But if you have comp time, it's time and a half, you can get paid time and a half on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyhow, I believe a number of employees see it as a benefit. It's a savings plan, as we've talked about, that they can put back that 80 hours. In some offices, there's not going to be any again. 13 in my office, only two of them built up any because of some issues that came up. They decided not to get paid, they decided to save it. I'm in favor, and I'll leave it at that. I think 80 hours is a good place to leave it. Thank you.
I don't have a problem with the 80 hours or any. I don't want anything to get abused, and I guess it's up to all the elected officials and the department heads to make sure it doesn't get abused. And that's kind of where I stand on it. I feel like there's been some cases where it might be abused.
Well, there shouldn't be the way that I read the policy in the past and now. As soon as it reaches 80 hours, I get a check that's got the added time added to it. There shouldn't be any question about it on the 80 hours. As policy stands now, what was discussed last time, and I can see the need to... clean the books up, if you want to use that terminology, is because as Jimmy stated, as Road and Bridge, those people are going to start building comp time at the first of the year. They're going to start building comp time automatically. But other offices that have it, that my main concern was the health issues, and if someone knew that they were going to have surgery where they were going to be out for 6 weeks, I mean, believe you me, Taney County is blessed with the amount of benefits that we give the employees. And when you have those 12 paid holidays and 12 sick days and vacations, which average more than 2 weeks now because of the age of our employees, and then we have three personal days, and we have it's just a matter of a benefit to the employees, the ones that feel like that they might need it or have something scheduled, a surgery in the future, or nothing else. No, none of us know what illness might hit us tomorrow. So,
Devin?
We've had one that had heart surgery. He was maxed out on sick leave. He was at his 80 hours. It took all 480 of his sick leave hours plus his comp time before he was released to come back. That was just a few more weeks that he had built up, but that was a thing. He's not one that he's in the cost.
We, talking about the getting over the 80 and everything, we, if during every pay period, if we get somebody now that gets over the 80 hours, we ought to just schedule 2 days off on comp.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of these people that have that 80 hours on the comp books, they also got 480 on the sick.
Yeah.
It's not like
they're
these
not
guys
abusing.
Are abusing it.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, especially in the sheriff's department. You're talking about 480s. He's probably got the boys that's going to work. He's got boys that's going to work. And same way at the Road and Bridge. Most of your Road and Bridge boys are at 480 on their sick. And that's something to commend them on, because I've got some, you know, that have 80 hours on the books, but they're sick. You know, they're just next to nothing. So, I know. And they go over, and you have to call them and say, hey, please, you use it down. But
I think the genesis of this, when we were talking about it, was looking at year's end. We're getting close to the year end. Mm-hmm. And chatting with Randy and with others who have departments and have a number of employees. To follow up on what Danny said, we've got a number of employees that have 3 or 4 weeks vacation that are getting
mm-hmm.
through.
You're right.
And you add to that 12 or 13 holidays, the sick days, mm-hmm. and you add the personal days, suddenly you're about 69, 70 days, boom, that they might not be here at the end of the year. But that's a possibility. And if that happens very often, pretty soon we might not be able to provide services to the public. So at least so that the public knows, the reason we were discussing this was to make sure that that doesn't happen, that we're able to provide the services 12 months a year. And I think that was why, again, the genesis of we thought it would be smart to pay. That's within federal law requirements, mm-hmm. and clean it up. But again, we opened it up to talk because there were so many people that had asked questions about them.
And then at the same time too, Ron, we only schedule their vacations and comp time and stuff like that if we can afford to be without them. I mean, we have people all the time turn in for days off and we deny them because we're too short-handed at that time. So we've got that advantage too.
Wasn't there a policy in the past where, because of, I know in Road and Bridge we had a discussion about this in years past, about they couldn't take the comp days after a certain date. And I didn't know whether that was the 15th of November, if it was the 1st of December, or we had a discussion about it at one time. Are there people that take the full amount of comp during Christmas hitting vacation?
Yeah, right around vacation, they'll take, or right around Christmas and Thanksgiving and the holidays, you'll see more people using their
and deer
comp
season.
And deer season.
And deer season.
Yeah, this time of year is whenever a lot of them utilize it.
A part of that, we can schedule a lot of our work around that when we know that people are going to be off, or say 50% of the crew or possibly, but we can schedule during that, and unless it comes to a storm or something like that, then we got to have them available. I think we can work with the 80-hour limit. What hurt us is being able to build beyond that, not have the time to get used up. And if we just pay for that beyond that 80-hour limit, I think we can schedule that
and
with
the
vacation throughout the year. We just have to mm-hmm. do a better job at scheduling.
And used to, that's the way we did it. If they hit 80, you automatically pay. But for some reason, it's kind of got anything over 80, they've kind of, we've given them a week or a pay period. And some, and then with the emergencies and stuff like that, too.
That's what, we've had a storm hit us that mm-hmm. we didn't have the time to get it used, and one right after another, and we got a tremendous amount of, and it's a cost saving because they were taking time off rather than being paid. Just have the time off, it becomes an issue as
is a whole lot of time taken off during the year that we don't have that full crew.
And I'd like to say something on that about the road and bridge, too. My county road last year was clear before AA, the state roads was.
Amen.
So mm-hmm. They've done a heck of a job keeping the roads going. I mean,
and my H highway was.
With our county crews do a tremendous job in when the snow hits with keeping the roads clear. And hopefully we won't have another winter like we did last year. Mm-hmm.
Check those persimmons yet and see what's
in them. I haven't opened a persimmon. I will say one thing. I always say the hornet's nest, they say the higher they build the hornet's nest, the worse the winter will be. Last year, they was in the ones we found was in the very tops of the trees. This year, they're about eye level. So.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Where's
that? Did you get that one down? It was the top of the tree. And then we found two. Here while we was dozing, and they was just about eye level.
What language did we change to have it the way it is now regarding the overtime, or
we
just
didn't
the
change
statement?
Anything.
Okay. But I thought that it was in here specifically to talk about the 80 hours. Is that no?
We were talking. Supposed to talk about paying it out. I think she sent out an email saying that they would pay out. She had to use it by the end of the year. That was the only thing.
Is the 80 hours in here? You don't have all of the entire policy.
I don't have.
Because all my changes were on that was that one little blurb.
Right. Well, the email that we sent out then is what we're discussing. Mm-hmm. Is whether or not to do that. Consensus I hear from a couple of comments is leave us a few days in case there's a snow day that they can not have to use personal time or vacation time. Or
the 80 hours is in the policy.
Okay.
You know, back some years ago, we kind of, if the employees wanted to have it paid out, we let them put in to have it paid out.
Yes.
That might be an option. A lot of them. You know, the ones that don't care, they may want to have some extra money right around Christmas and mm-hmm. tax time.
Yeah, I had some employees that were interested in cash change.
Might open it up as that option.
Actually, I think that's probably a pretty good compromise.
I thought that was always an option to get paid out.
No, we're trying to stay within budgets and individual departments by not paying, but by granting the time and a half off.
Right.
Obviously, we can't always do that, so sometimes we do have to fact. But I think that opening that option for those that do want would help in some areas.
They can, on a regular basis, check if they want to be paid out rather than
their
comp time.
That's what, because I know employees that
yes.
they don't build up comp, they just get paid out.
Right, a lot of them put it to comp, and then they want to be paid out
later.
We don't allow that because we don't have any overtime budget. It's all of our schools to come.
All of it does.
Yeah.
Brandon, Danny, what do you think?
Concerns were snow days in January, February, March. Mm-hmm. That's one email here.
So,
how, you know, just to kind of make sure that they
okay.
have some time mm-hmm. to.
Yep, we'll keep going.
actually probably on a volunteer basis. I think you'll clean a lot of it up. And
right now the policy does state that they can be paid at any time. If all you got to do is request it.
For accrued comp time.
For accrued. Because it's their time, and, you know, if they want to take it off, then that's, they've got to get the supervisor's agreement. But I don't know about if they truly want to be paid. I don't know if we can withhold without.
Well, it's within budget, though.
Well, if you're in a small department and you have a budget and you're not going to go over that budget, you're going to give them time and a half off.
I don't know if the law will allow us to do that.
What?
I don't know if the federal law will allow us to do just.
It does for us.
That's for you guys.
Federal law does it for everyone. You give them time and a half off, or you have the option of paying it.
Right. But our personnel policy does state that they can be paid.
Harlan.
As far as my crew out there at my barn, very few hold over 80 a year. I do as a buffer for the distant family to speak in case of a health incident or accident. Rest boys don't very many hold over 80. Most of them will use the majority of it by the end of the year, every year. Just so you know that there's very little hold over at the end of the year on most of my business. And if you do this, it just won't be every year. You can't carry any over. You just want to do it this year, not this late claim.
That would be up to the governing body each year within each budget, I would think. We can't set a policy for a future commission. So the thinking was for 2014, Harlan.
So we used to hold over 240. Like the state, we held 240 and then we cut it down to 580.
Right. Your guys happy with the 80? But you say there's hardly any of them that utilize that?
Most of them take the time off. They like to give it up to the 80 and then take the time off.
And then carry the 80 over?
They enjoy that very much. A lot of them, not many of them ever hold over a lot at the end of the year. They get the call for next year. With some years, you don't get much call. Last year was very unusual.
Well, and speaking from a conservative fiscal position, it's cheaper on the governing body if, in fact, it's utilized within the year at the salary that the employee is being paid, rather than the employee being paid at a higher wage the following year, receiving the comp time at that level. So looking at it from that financial situation, it has some bearing on the overall budget.
Sure. And we've been doing carefully like that for the last few years because our budget was high.
Right.
So if we had to work overtime, it wasn't a bottom line issue at the end of the year.
Right. And we are in excellent position in our road and bridge budget. Can't say that for all funds, but. No. Thank you, Harlan. Devin, did you want to add to that?
Most of my guys do the same.
David? Thank you, gentlemen. Bob, did you have a comment? I'll tell you, you're working her too hard. Randy, do you have any further comments?
The only comment, if we go back to the policy, I think if we get hit with another bad winter similar to what we did, if we allow them just to build to the max at 80 and pay the rest, I think that will eliminate a lot of the problem of the excessive time off and trying to work around scheduling that.
But currently, that's what we
that
we're
is the
doing,
policy
right?
Right now. That's that's right. Curtis is the winter storm, but we just pay it out. We can give them the option of building the comp time if we build it too much of an excess.
Well, you guys need to weigh in. I have no problem leaving us where we were prior to our decision last week.
You mean reverting back to?
Yeah, just leaving the policy the way it's currently written.
I would
but our suggestion was when we sent out the email that we would like to have all the time either taken or paid down. My comment is now if we go back to the 80 hours and everything over that automatically is paid, which was
that,
Randy's point as
that
well, then I'm fine
bridge,
with
that. But I don't know that that works.
Well, it's a little bit different for him.
Works for us, yeah. Just if they voluntarily want to pay down, they can. We can just do that.
So have you eliminated anybody, like you told me not to have to worry if there's a catastrophe?
Not to worry if there's what?
If there's a catastrophe, just to give them 3 months, so you're saying that's going off the board?
That'll be on a case-by-case basis.
You'll let me know, that would be brought to
the county commission, and we'd make a decision on extensions.
Okay, because before you told me just go ahead and allow it, so I have. I didn't know that you've ever gone case-by-case because I had been told it had already. That if there's ever a catastrophe where there's a, tornado or snow or anything, I just automatically gave them 3 months, so we're not doing that anymore. I just want to make sure because whenever it goes over 80 and I say notify people, I want to make sure that I don't step on anybody's toes by going above the policy or around it.
I'd say you cut the check for the overtime amount anytime it goes over 80.
Okay.
And I'm all right with keeping it at 80. I thought the discussion last week was a healthy one, considering we were trying to see where the budget would be. But that's the reason I brought up at the very end about the maybe want to keep 40 hours of it for health issues or emergency issues, but if you want to keep it at the 80 and then cut a check automatically at the end of the 80, that's fine with me.
Okay.
You might just remind employees that they can take money. They can be paid out on it. That might be a section.
Would that need to be in the form of a motion? Because you have it wrote in there now, but there's not a payment at the end of 80.
On page 65, do you see it?
No,
okay.
You give us this list of changes on the other, but that's not in this list. So I just want to make
right,
sure
that.
Are we good?
Was there a motion last week? Do we need to retract that motion?
I just think we directed Linda to send out that email. That's what we wanted to do.
Okay.
We do have to approve these others.
All right. I don't have that list per se. Can I have that?
Yeah. So we're allowing them to keep 80 hours. Anything over 80 is automatically getting paid.
Automatic.
And we're going to encourage or at least let them be, make sure they're aware of the option to be paid out.
I will direct
fair with everybody? Devin? Andy? You ready for that? Chuck, is that good with you?
We currently have in front of us a revision of policies. It's one sheet, effective 9/29/2014. Revisions to the Taney County personnel policy were adopted. Topic A, general rules. That was political activity. We added the verbiage that is in accordance with state and federal law regarding elections, electioneering. Topic C, section 313, positions. That effective, if I'm not mistaken, January 1st, people are working 30 hours a week are considered full-time employees. That's in accordance with Health Care Act. Topic F, employee benefits, section 17.1, health and life insurance. Remind me what that is, Linda.
That is that effective 1/1/2015, anyone working 30 hours will have the same benefits as
okay.
a former 40-hour a week. We will pay it the same way.
Payroll, we have just answered that, the county compensatory time policy. Leaves of absence, and that regarded bereavement leave,
mm-hmm.
and we clarified, correct?
With the spouse's family as well.
I make a motion to approve that document as.
Move to approve the revision of policies. Effective 9/29/14 to the Taney County Personnel Policy Amendment.
Motion's made, seconded, approve the revision of policies effective 9/29/2014, which is the revisions to the Taney County Personnel Policy Manual. As presented, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. See your pen. Just the phone.
No, I'm not bringing up this. They're going to be a channel
off. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
What I'd like you to do, if you wish to take that, is to give a copy to the girls in our office and a copy to the county clerk.
Okay.
And anyone else, if Don wants a copy, I'm sure that that would be helpful for their department as well.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Taxation policies, exemptions, court orders. Last week we had Exhibit E that was placed in front of the County Commission. We approved in part a number of erroneous assessments that were presented, which were ordered by the State Tax Commission. We did not approve the exemptions. And counsel, Pat Keck, had filed a document with the state placing a stay on some of the properties asking for that anyway to be done that had been exempted by the state because we had had no input. There are a number of different ones in front of us. There are three specifically, Combs Redfern Apartments Incorporated, National Institute of Marriage, and Kanakuk Ministries. During our discussion, first there's two things. Number one is the requested, I guess, stay is what it's been called. We'd ask if we could intervene long enough to see if we could get a policy in place and discuss this, have some questions answered. I believe that we did. So we, in fact, could either leave that in place or ask to have that withdrawn on a statewide level. I favor asking having that withdrawn. Number two, as we were advised last week, once the state tax commission makes an order, the county commission doesn't have anything to do with it. I think that's what was stated. And if that's the case, then I don't know that we need to be bringing them up here today, but we certainly can withdraw or ask our commission council to withdraw that request from the state tax commission. That's my recommendation to this commission, and then we can discuss what's in front of us that Chuck had presented as a court order.
I move to withdraw a request for review from the state tax commission.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded to withdraw our request through counsel of the state tax commission regarding exempt properties. Discussion?
I do have some discussion.
Go right ahead, sir.
Our motion to withdraw doesn't mean that there is total approval by individuals of this commission or any individual of this commission. It is a matter of it's a matter of facts that were presented. The assessor didn't attend or request a hearing on these issues. There is evidence that wasn't presented for the taxpayers of this county on these certain some of these exemptions, and it is not my pleasure to second the motion or to have to vote on it.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sheila, question for you. Once a phone call goes to council, council contacts the state tax commission, a release is forthcoming from STC, then if I understood your comments correctly last week, you will distribute funds that were being held as protested taxes?
I didn't repeat, so I'm sure that I understand what you're saying. Rather than
repeat what I said, why don't you just tell me so we get it accurate?
Well, I just kind of
see if I'm answering what you want. Once the customer files under protest with the state tax commission or the circuit court, then the funds are held in the protest escrow account. When I'm given the decision from either party, then I wait 30 days for the other party to file, to give them a chance to file an appeal either way. At the end of those 31 days, I then release the funds, and it's usually longer than that. I have my paperwork ready, but I release the funds according to that order. Either it all goes to the entities to be distributed, or it's split according to however the order says, or it's exempt. And these funds in questions, I had all the figure and the paperwork ready to go on, so it would go into the September, but I pulled all of that after the appeal, the order that you guys filed, I forget what it was called, a 12-something?
Application for review.
Yeah, they had a number that they filed it under. But anyway, so then I have several other, which I've sent you guys copies of, that I'm holding till October something. And if I don't receive anything from the other party, I will obey that order.
And we appreciate you sharing that information with us so that we have that on file. I need you to know that. We do appreciate it.
Okay. Did it help the list, and which is no problem? I sent you the list that I prepare in an Excel spreadsheet of when every order is filed, because what you get from the state, all you get is a number.
Right.
No dot. And the list showing who that is referenced to and the tax amount that it's applying to and whether they pay it or not. Mm-hmm. The day
it's
filed.
I found it very helpful.
Okay. Then the list, I'm sorry, then the list showing after the decision is made, the amount, whether it all went to the entities or whether what part went to them. And that is no problem to send that, like if I have one at the end of a month when it's, that's before the fact and that's after the fact. Is that what, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
No, that was great.
Okay.
Thank you. But there needn't be any action from the county commission after there's an order by the state tax commission, correct?
After you now issued the order that's out there now?
No. Once it went to the state tax commission issues an order. Let's say that we had not asked for time to take a look at this issue. That's it. I think that's what you'd said.
Yes, I sent an email, as I copied you guys on it, to Maureen Monahan, State Tax Commission. And she, my understanding was what she said, the commission is not involved, that the order is sent to those parties that have to adjust their data accordingly.
Right.
But I do, like I've mentioned to you, before, I think it's good that the State Tax Commission be aware for, like, when they're working the next year in BOE to see how the decisions are being made. And it's not uncommon over the years past that the assessor's office doesn't supply more data after the decision goes. I've got, I can show you for many years after they once present their data that they've done in doing the assessment, then if the other party gives theirs, if they have nothing else to present, then they just let the state make the decision. It's kind of rare that that I get the assessor to come back then and add more.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
On the remaining orders that exist in front of us, there are eight that are exempted by state. The other is just an exemption, if I'm reading that right, Chuck, which is the Combs Redfern Apartments.
Yes, that's correct, I believe.
So my suggestion, if I'm not mistaken, is that real estate abatement number, is that what this should be known as, 20150463, should be taken up by this commission?
Those that are before you, yes, sir.
This is the first one.
Move to approve abatement number 20150463.
It's found on exhibit.
It's found on exhibit E, dated 9/22/14.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve abatement number 20150463, as found on exhibit E, which was dated 9/22/14. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. did vote on the letter, correct? Or the question regarding the state tax commission. Chuck, do you have something else?
Unless you have questions for me, there was correspondence, I think it was actually came from the collector to the state tax commission about you all getting the information that you'd asked about last week.
Yes, we've read it.
You did see that?
Yes. Okay.
I began sending you the information that I received from the state tax commission. Wanted to check to see if you all were getting that okay.
Yep.
Manny, Brandon, you getting those okay?
I am. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Very much.
Yeah, unless you have other questions, I'm good.
I think we're all set. Thank you. Road and bridge updates. Did you have a question? Can we stand in recess for just a moment?
Sure.
And then we'll start. Randy, is that all right? You want to have your guide?